CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
When was the last time we did a podcast intro, Ari?
Did we not do one yesterday?
We haven't done one all week, I don't think.
Have we not done one all week?
I don't think so. I don't think so. See, this is what these intros are like. Every now and again we do
sometimes
one.
Sometimes you get a sneaky little intro and sometimes you just don't.
Oh, well,
have we seriously not done one all week?
We haven't. So today on the show, I tried to get a friend on.
Today on the in the week, this week.
Did I say today in the week?
No, I'm just like, considering we haven't done one, may as well wrap up the week, hey?
It's been a good week. I ate the egg with Balut. The fetus.
That's a couple episodes ago.
Called my friend to see.
Was that yesterday?
My friend to see if he'd be a topless bartender at your hens.
Not my hens, but my bestie's hens.
Stirred up a lot of controversy. Very edgy topic, isn't it? what else we got? What else did we do?
Oh, what else? Oh, we spoke to Anne Harvey because it's Thursday.
Yep, an update there. The next couple of weeks, they want more blood.
Yep.
It's very easy to do. It's very easy to become part of just second nature in your life.
We're going to wait 3 months.
Hmm.
We're back in January.
Because we just gave someone Friday.
Yep.
I officially beat your time. My blood is faster than you.
Whatever.
6.5 minutes to 8 minutes. I mean, that's a blowout.
That's
a blowout.
I'm so devastated because I really did think I won.
Because mine started after you, you see.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Anyway, what else did we do today? What? Gave away concert in the
Oh,
lines,
yeah, we did
tickets.
The Jack Black thing.
That's a pretty cool game.
Phones lit up. The people liked playing that, yeah. Mm. Yeah, phones lit
up. They'll be back tomorrow. We've got one more double pass to give away.
Mm.
I don't remember what else happened today.
We gave a ticket to the cinema to Mel.
Oh, yeah, the Moonlight Cinemas, Northwest Safari. We just gave away all our show content.
Look forward to
it.
In
the intro.
Yeah, or don't listen. You've heard it all now.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Happy Thursday.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Welcome to another exciting broadcast day. The 11th of November, can you believe it?
I know, right? Just want to say I am planning my besties hens night. So content from now until pretty much March 12th is just going to be like, hey, what should we do?
Well, what's the deal? Where's it happening?
Well, we're going to do a festival vibe.
Okay.
It's going to be like Coachella and like a bachelor party, but it's going to be Batchella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so festival.
Yeah, I like it.
So festival feels. It's in Hobart.
Are you going to film it for some kind of reality show?
Oh, I mean, you don't want to see that content.
I'd watch it.
That wouldn't be Facebook worthy. It'd probably get banned or censored or something.
Yeah. Pop it on that Cinemax.
So it's going to be lots of fun, super excited, but I don't really know Hobart that well.
Oh, I know.
So I'm going to need your assistance.
I've got you.
Yeah.
I've got you.
And maybe some hot friends, like to be a topless bartender or something.
Hot friends. I've got to...
Like ripped. Like
I've got
abs.
I've got like ugly friends. Do you want them?
Do they have abs?
No, they're ugly.
Well...
They have beer guts.
I guess dad bolts are in.
Yeah, beer guts are in, mate. I do have one...
Do you have a mixologist that can make our cocktails all night?
I have a friend that works at a bar, yeah.
Then we can have like a drink thing on a wristband, like in a real festival, you know?
Yeah, I do have one friend. He's like a wrestler. He's almost like Batman. He might work.
Mm.
But do you want him?
Maybe. Is he going to dress as Batman?
If I asked him, he might, yeah. We'll think about this, huh?
Yeah.
We'll brainstorm. We'll get to the bottom of it. I recommend Boodle Beasley.
Okay.
They've got an upstairs bit you can hire out and stuff.
Ooh.
I think it's pretty cheap.
Ooh, yeah. Like the sound of that. Cheap.
Yeah. And it'll be, is this in the summer it's happening?
Yeah, the long weekend in March.
Big, big, big beer garden there if you need to go outside for some sun.
That's also just like your own
area? It's not private, no. You have to go downstairs, but then you go back up and, you know.
Well, anyway, if you've got any suggestions, let me know.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We want to take you to Houston, where officials are providing an update on the mass casualty incident during a music festival last night. At least 8 people died and dozens more were hurt during a Travis Scott concert at the AstroWorld event.
And this is a very, very active investigation, and we'll probably be at it for quite some time to determine what exactly happened. You know, 8 people are reported dead from the event last night.
Yeah, it's scary stuff when it all goes wrong and no one can really control things. But Travis Scott is set to cover funeral costs for the 8 people who lost their lives and also provide free mental health services to those affected by the tragedy, which is good. I think he should do whatever he can to help the families.
Yeah,
but what do you think about, there's people on the internet that are blaming him for the deaths. How responsible do you think he is as the guy on stage performing?
Well, that's not really his fault, is it?
I mean, footage of the entire concert is online because they were streaming the show on Apple Music. So, and you can't see, I mean, he's obviously got no idea how bad the situation is. At one point, he does see an ambulance in the crowd and stops for a sec and goes, you know, what the F is that? There's an ambulance. And then he gets people to put their hands in the air if they're okay. And then people do. And there's that other time where he stops the show because he sees one guy passed out and makes sure security gets him out.
But I did see Adele. There's also a video of Adele. The same thing happened. Someone fainted. Not the same thing. Someone just fainted. I don't know what happened to them afterwards. But she's literally, all the music and everything stopped. And she was like, get them help. Mm. Get them help. And literally just kept saying that until someone actually went over to her.
Yep.
So that's now trending as well. Kind of seemed like she maybe stopped it a bit more.
Yeah, well, he did stop it. So he was in the middle of a song and he said, whoa, 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 whoa. And then he was like, security, that guy's passed out. Let's get in there. Let's get in there. And sort of, I've got no affinity towards Travis, by the way. I only know Goosebumps that we play on.
Oh my God, love that song.
It's not like I love him and want to kiss his bum. I just think people have been a bit harsh to him because he obviously didn't know the severity of the situation. Yeah. It's hard when you're on the stage, you can't see that much or hear that much.
Yeah.
There were people rushing the stage trying to tell the cameraman, like, people are dying down there, and the cameraman's trying to shoo them off the stage and stuff. That's not very good, but...
No. And also, so the way that these events are set up, isn't there a way that they can be set up better?
Yeah.
So that these things don't happen?
Sometimes.
Isn't it more of like the arrangement of, like, you know, venues and sections?
Yeah.
And that kind of thing.
There's a lot
of
people responsible for people's safety, not just Travis Scott, the performer that's up there. And Travis Scott's got a history. Like, there's been other shows where he's actually been a bit out of line, where he could have caused problems, like told people to rush the stage or told people to beat someone up because they stole his shoes. But he didn't do, any of this in this particular show.
Yeah.
So I was talking, because I know a couple of people on the internet that were at a Pearl Jam show in the year 2000.
Oh, your precious Pearl Jam.
Where 9 people died at Roskilde Festival, and they were like, that was apparently, because this was at Pearl Jam's most mellow stage, so it wasn't anything to do with high energy music or anything. Mm. They were playing Daughter when they stopped the show. But they were saying, like, they were actually at certain points airborne, they were so crushed, they were like swaying with the crowd, their feet weren't on the ground, and there were like layers of people underneath and stuff. So it gets pretty nuts and scary. Once it gets out of control, it's just like a rip in the ocean or something.
Yeah.
And it's hard
dangerous.
To...
Dangerous.
But it was even worse for them because they stopped the show in the middle of it and they had to stand on stage watching dead people come over the barrier, whereas Travis ended his show and went off and then they realised how bad it was, whereas Pearl Jam was standing there watching people come over the barrier and stuff. In the middle of their show.
And then they didn't continue, right?
Nah.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way you'd continue after that.
And they cancelled the rest of their tour and stuff, and But
so moral of the story, like, be safe, don't go to concerts.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
Well, after that, see, the first time I saw Pearl Jam was in 06, and it was at Rod Laver Arena, and there were seats on the floor. So people were standing at their seats, but there was no mosh or anything.
Yeah.
And that was 6 years after. So it took them like almost 10 years to even have people on the floor again.
Yeah.
Like bunched up and not with seats between them. So.
Wow.
Yeah. But I suppose when it gets out of control, it gets really out of control, huh?
Yep.
Justin Bieber, they're not the sexiest man alive, I'm afraid, Ariel. That's Paul Rudd. He's been voted sexiest man alive, apparently.
Has he actually?
That's in the news today. Yeah, Paul Rudd.
Is it actually? No. Where's Zach gone? Where's Zach here from?
You wouldn't kiss Paul Rudd's bum then.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Paul Rudd's got that sort of everyman sort of attractiveness, though, doesn't he?
Weird.
Anyway, you know how I'm all anti-microwave?
Yeah. Oh, my God, did you have your, what was it?
The chili con carne you brought in for me. Yep. Thank you very much. It was delicious. It was good.
Good.
I microwaved it here at work because I don't have a microwave.
I know.
I was a bit worried because you're supposed to microwave it with the cling film on.
Yeah, it's like a vacuum sealed. It's a special one.
Surely.
It's the best meal prep one you can get.
Yeah, but surely there's particles getting in me food, don't you think?
Probably, but hey, live a little.
But this guy, apparently hundreds of millions of times he's poached eggs in the microwave. He puts some water in a mug and cracks an egg in the mug and then pops it in the microwave. Mm-hmm. He took to TikTok with one of his eyes is sealed shut. The scabs on his face was a bit of a disaster. Here's a clip.
Have you ever tried to make poached eggs in a cup in the microwave? Well, I've done it 100 million times and yeah. Last night didn't quite go to plan, so this is not a TikTok for sympathy or for any messages of that. I'll get better soon. I've not made a glass, but yeah, just be careful if that's what you do, because yeah, sometimes it goes wrong. So be careful, all right? Don't poach eggs in the microwave. Buy one of those machines.
I wonder if he's from Scotland.
Don't poach. I've never poached an egg in a microwave. I also don't know how to poach eggs regularly.
See, it turns out I was right, though, about microwaves all along. So what happened was he used a spoon to scoop the runny snack out of the cup, whereupon the orb burst, causing the scalding water to squirt all over his face and chest. You feel me? You know what I'm talking about?
The egg burst or the mug burst?
No, the orb on the egg was filled with scalding hot water. It burst.
Well, the same thing could happen if you were doing that in a pot.
No, never microwave, not even once, is what I'm saying. Trivia troll.
It is time to troll that triv. We have got a trivia question for you. If you know the answer, give us a buzz on 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll go in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Discover the beauty of winter warmth with a Jensen's Wood Eater.
Wood Eater. The phone number's 1-300-655-922 if you know the answer to the following question. So, you know Meta, the website.
Yes.
I call it Meta now, you know. Mm-hmm. I've switched over now to calling it Meta.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why, but all right.
No, I haven't really, as if I would ever call it that. Facebook. So, the movie about Facebook, the social network. Have you seen it? It's a good movie. David Fincher made it.
I feel like I watched that ages ago.
Well, the movie The Social Network was set in which university is the question. It's also the university that Facebook was invented. So originally Facebook was sort of just a website that was used just at this university before it conquered the world.
Yeah.
1-300-655-922. What was the university, Ari?
I got no idea.
Well, if you know, 1-300-655-922. Google it if you want.
You might have to.
It's all there on the web.
You might have to. Trivia
trial. 1-300-655-922. Claire from Hawley Beach is on to answer the trivia question, which is, Claire, the movie The Social Network was set in which university?
Was it Harvard?
It was Harvard. Also, obviously, where Facebook was invented by Zucky and his buddy. Did you have to Google it or you already knew that, Claire?
No, I thought I knew it.
Oh, well done.
You did call very quick, so yeah, you definitely earned it today. We'll pop you in the draw for that $150 to Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Wait, thanks so much.
Have you seen the film or you just knew that that's where Facebook was invented?
No, I saw the film.
Do you reckon it's good? Tell Ari it's good. She hasn't seen it.
Oh, yeah, it's not bad.
Thanks, Claire.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
11th of November today, Ari. Should we have a look at it?
Yeah.
All right. On this day in 1880, Ned Kelly, at the age of 25, was hanged outside the Melbourne jail.
I'm Ned Kelly, Australia's most notorious bushranger. I'll hold up banks and seek revenge for me ma, locked away in a prison cell. And by me word, I'll have me vengeance.
Oh, yeah, cool.
That's audio from the hanging. There, real.
Is he technically hung?
No, it's hanged.
Is it actually? Mm-hmm. Sounds weird, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's usually hung, but when you're talking about hanging someone, it's hanged.
Huh. There you go, a bit of an English lesson.
Plus history lesson, I know, right?
Double
you're welcome.
Whammy.
On this day,
where's the maths?
In 1918, Germany surrendered to the Allies, bringing an end to World War I.
Mm-hmm.
4-year-long war, that one.
Yeah.
Before the second one kicked off.
Yeah.
A couple of decades later. On this day in 1952, The first VCR was demonstrated by its inventors John Mullen and Wayne Johnson in California. Did you used to watch VHSs as a kid, or are you too young?
No, we had them.
Yeah, so you're old like me. See, this is the thing.
Yeah, because you watch the whole... Yeah, I know, I don't.
You're in
denial.
You
watch the whole thing and then you had to rewind it to watch it again. It's like, oh, you know, you kind of... If someone didn't do that when they finished the movie, it like spoils it. So you kind of had to like shut your eyes and rewind it all.
Especially if you rented it from somewhere like Video City.
Yeah.
You're a bad person if you didn't rewind.
Yeah.
Inconsiderate. But you're in denial. You're as old as me. You're
I'm
old
2 years
like me.
Younger.
The ultimate test, we did this off air, but the ultimate test, if you're a millennial, you're like James Franco. If you're a Gen Z, a Z, we should say in Australia, if you're a Gen Z, you're like Dave Franco.
James Franco's pretty on point.
That's because you're a millennial.
I know.
You're old.
Ugh.
The youngsters prefer Dave. Dave Franco.
We need to put it to a poll.
Yeah, but that's...
On our Instagram page.
You might as well just ask, are you Gen Z or are you millennial?
Yeah, true.
Because we know, as a fact...
What about the boomers?
The boomers don't know who they...
Is there a daddy Franco or something?
The boomers don't know who either of them are. on this day in 1975, Gough Whitlam was sacked by Governor General Sir John Kerr.
Well, may we say, God save the Queen. God save the Queen! Because nothing will save the Governor General.
First time in Australian history that an unelected representative of the Queen has dismissed a federal government. Scandalous.
Yeah.
Yeah, he dismissed him and then put the opposition in power. He didn't just dismiss him and then put the deputy in. He put the opposing political party in. It was very strange. And then he fled the country and never lived in Australia again. So I don't know. It's a bit dodgy.
Running away.
On this day in 2006, Leno and Woodley performed their final comedy concert at Her Majesty's Theatre in Melbourne.
Would you please welcome on stage for the last time at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Gala, Leno and Woodley.
They did reunite in 2018 for a national tour. You know Leno and Woodley?
Nope, no idea.
You don't?
Idea. No
really?
Idea.
You were around in...
I know the Queen. I know the Queen's currently not feeling well.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Go, Ari.
Go, Adam. Welcome to Thursday. Good morning.
Now, you're looking for a... Well, you need people down in Hobart to what, look sexy
okay,
or something?
Yeah, okay, so I've been a bridesmaid quite a few times, but this one's neck level because I'm actually a maid of honour and a witness
Pressure's
to my bestie
on.
In Hobart.
Yeah, you've got to do some organising.
Which means it's me. Like, I've got to organise it all.
Yeah.
It's on me, yep.
Do you
so
need my
I need
help?
Yep, I need your help pretty much.
I know venues, I know people. I've got
Thank you.
I've
and
got,
we need to be able to claim it back on tax. So, like, thank you.
So, you're looking for if I have a hot friend?
Yes.
So he can take his shirt off while serving drinks?
Yes.
I only have one hot friend. Should I try and call him right now?
I mean, why not?
He could be asleep, but he's fit and healthy. Like, he's a nutrition guy.
I need a topless bartender.
He's, like, at one point was the second best wrestler in the state.
Done. We'll
Let's
take
get him.
Him.
He could be awake because he's healthy. We'll see, huh?
Could be awake because he's healthy. Are you actually friends?
Yeah.
Like, how close of friends are you?
Oh, we've been friends for since, like, 2008.
Did you miss the number?
You've reached the message bank of Benjamin Granger. I am unavailable right now.
Listen to him, he's manly.
Please leave a message.
Should we leave a message?
Return your call as soon as possible.
G'day, Grange. It's Adam here with my co-host, Ari of
G'day,
CFM.
G'day, Benny boy.
Ari's looking for someone in Hobart to take their top off and serve drinks, is that right?
Yeah, for hen's night. Keen? Question mark.
Yeah, and I said you were my hottest friend. So call us back at 1300 655 922. Let us know if you want to. Also, you can probably lay down with one of her friends if you like.
But leave the RSA at the door, please.
Bye, Ben.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hey, Ads, is it too early to be watching Christmas movies?
I actually don't think so.
I don't think so. I watched one last night. New one on Netflix, Love Hard.
Love what?
It's called Love Hard, but because
you're dropping your H's now.
Yeah, because you do. You're like, oh, you ate him.
Oh, you ate him.
Yeah, you do it all the time. Anyway, Love Hard on Netflix last night. I actually really liked it. It's got the chick from Vampire Diaries, the main one.
See, I've never watched that because I don't need to watch any vampire dramas because vampire dramas attained perfection with Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Anyway, it's a good movie. You have looked up the ratings or
something. I'm looking at it on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's probably got horrible ratings.
Well, the critics 56% with the critics. They don't really like it that much, but the audience, 96%.
Exactly. Boom. See, critics don't matter.
See, when I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes, I'll watch a film if the audience love it or the critics love it. If they both hate it, I'll be like, ah, I won't worry.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's a lot of ones, especially these days, where the critics, because of the politics or something, they give it bad reviews even though it's brilliant, like a Dave Chappelle comedy special, for instance.
Gotcha.
The critics give it like 0 and the audience give it like 100.
Well, what was that? What's that for this one again? 96?
96 from the audience, 56 from the critics.
Well, worth it and Christmas movie.
Yeah. So why not? But hey, we've got a double pass, speaking of films, to give away.
To go to a Moonlight Cinema.
Moonlight Cinema. Northwest Safari's presenting it. And we've got a double pass, instant win, if you want it. Call us at 1300 655 922. What's your favourite Christmas movie?
That's all you need to tell us.
Do you think Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
For sure.
I do.
Yeah, the first two ones, didn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. Yep. And Love Actually, that's a Christmas movie, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep. Anything set at Christmas. Christmas is part of it.
Yeah, anything with Christmas in it, done. Christmas movie.
Yeah, so Die Hard counts. So if that's your favourite Christmas movie, you can say that. But 1300 655 922, what's your favourite Christmas movie? And you'll get a double pass to Moonlight Cinema.
Hit music. Music.
We're giving away at 1300 655 922 a double pass to Moonlight Cinemas. Hello, line one. Who have we got there?
Yay, it's Mel.
Oh, hey, Mel.
Thought you sounded mysterious.
A little bit.
Mysterious Mel.
What's your favourite Christmas movie?
Home Alone.
Oh, good one.
Good one.
Yeah, that counts. See, that's
Home Alone.
Some people
yes.
might debate whether that's a Christmas film.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's based on Christmas.
And exactly. Christmas is such a huge part of that film too, like the fact that it's Christmas, isn't it?
It's like the whole point of the movie.
The soundtrack's filled with Christmas songs.
It's a bit more realistic than the real Christmas movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Very true. Well, congratulations, Mel.
Thank you.
We'll be sending you to Northwest Safari's Moonlight Cinema in Sheffield.
Yay.
C-F-F.
Go easy, RRE.
We need karaoke. Like, so bad.
They do it out in Penguin.
Ugh. I need to go now.
You know the great Lee Dixon?
Yeah.
He told me there's a place out in Penguin that does karaoke.
We need to go.
Dog news. All right, there's been a study conducted by pet insurance company Protect My Paws. They've unveiled the best behaved and worst behaved dog breeds. You might need to Google them if you want to look at pictures of them, Ari.
Yep, done.
Because they're weird names.
Okay, I got Google open.
And I'm a dog news journalist.
Yes,
so,
I can.
And I don't know what these breeds are. they calculated its ranking based on Instagram hashtags, so you know it's all above board science.
Dogs of Instagram.
Across the whole world, so associated with good or bad behaviour. So like hashtag good dog, hashtag clever dog, hashtag clever puppy, and also hashtag bad dog, hashtag naughty puppy, hashtag cheeky dog, hashtag muddy dog was also one.
Oh, I've got nightmares about that. Yep.
The study, it was tabbed Mischievous Mutts. They discovered that the clear-cut winner for the best-behaved pooch is the Korean Jindo with a J.
Oh, yep, it comes up straight away. You've clearly already Googled it on your computer.
Oh, you're using mine, aren't you?
Yeah.
It would be in the history, yeah.
Oh, isn't he a little cute little pup?
Yeah, the best-behaved. So they tally.
Kind of looks like a wolf.
A little, like a white, fluffy wolf.
Yeah.
They tallied 76% of posts being about good behaviour on Insta.
Nice.
Now, the baddies, naughty boys and
girls.
Oh, no,
is everyone just, like, cringing? Like,
naughty doggy.
Please don't be my dog type.
Japanese Spitz. They look quite similar to the Korean Jindo, actually. But they checked in at 87% bad behaviour.
Oh, real fluffy.
Yeah.
Real fluffy.
Does that mean science, like, the fluffier the naughtier?
Maybe.
Well, the thing is, those fluffy white dogs, when they're getting mud, it's like worse, you know. Don't you
and
think?
If you don't clean them straight away, they're not going to look that white. That's like
stains.
White as.
Yeah. It says if being affectionate is a crime, the snowball known as the Spitz is going straight to the doghouse. that's what they wrote in the study. Couple with this with lack of respect for your personal space, with a mischievous sense of humour, and you can expect to be clambered over, interrupted, snuzzled, and maliciously cuddled. What a villain.
I think littler dogs, because that's a littler. It looks a little bit smaller than the Korean Jindo.
Mm-hmm.
They're like that. Just little dog breeds are more like that.
At least they've got a sense of humour. At least they've got a sense of humour. Unlike the Chihuahua, which science found has no sense of humour in one of these reports.
The smaller they get, the less funny they get.
Yeah, Chihuahua takes itself too seriously, don't they? According to that study that we read in Dog News in a previous bulletin.
Mm.
Other key findings showed that South Africa is home to the naughtiest dogs. 88% of dog behaviour on Instagram posts from South Africa were negative. On the other hand, the Ukraine has the best behaved dogs. They're quite stern over there.
Mm.
They won't put up with any gut. And that's today's dog news. No, I just there you go. The golden retriever, which you've got, wasn't in there. But
yeah, I was getting a little bit of a sweat patch going like, oh.
It's not Santy, is it?
It's not Santy.
All's well that ends well for you, Ari.
I just want a dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Song, 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 snag.
It's time to snag the song. Well, unsnag it, really. We're going to scratch up a bit of a song.
Oh, don't worry. It's already scratched.
Oh, thanks, Hans.
No worries.
If you know it, give us a call, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right. And by telling us the artist and also the song title, you'll go in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella for a breakfast you'll look forward to every single day.
That's how it works. Here's the song. What do you mean always? You're about to blurt it out.
Yeah. Sing along.
Do you know what that song name is and the artist? If you do, give us a call at 1-300-655-922 and we'll put you in the draw for the brekkie for two at Windows on West Stella.
Song, 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 snag.
1-300-655-922. We have Eli from Stanley on. This is the song today, Eli. What do you think the song name and artist is?
Black and Gold by Sam Sparrow. I wanna be next to you.
Good on you, Eli. Absolutely correct. You're welcome to sing a bit for us if you want.
No, I'm all
right. No worries.
Congratulations. You're in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella.
Thank you. See ya.
Hit music. Music.
Let's do this. This is a little challenge for you. You've got to guess which of these three clips is Jack Black. All three sound like Jack Black, I think. The fella yesterday was like, nah, sounds nothing like him. But all three, I think, sound like Jack Black. But you've got to guess which one is Jack Black. If you know, 1-300-655-922, and you instantly win, Ari.
You instantly win. You sure do. So what you win is a double pass to Concert in the Vines.
Sold
at
out.
Ghost Rock
Sold
Winery.
Sold out, players.
Headline act, Kate Sobrano. Okay, it's happening on Saturday, March 5th. So if you're busy on Saturday, March 5th, maybe don't call up.
Yeah, okay. All right. Exhibit A.
Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palate clean.
Is that Jack Black? Or Exhibit B.
There's so much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You.
Okay, is that Jack Black? Or Exhibit C.
Boop, 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 boop. Hold the phone, dude.
Only one. Is Jack Black. Which one? 1-300-655-922. That double pass can be yours by playing the Jack Black Challenge. 1-300-655-922. We have Dave from Devonport. Here's your Jack Black clips, Dave. Exhibit A.
Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palate clean.
And we have Exhibit B.
This. So much a man can tell you, so much he can say.
And Exhibit C.
Boop, 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 boop. Hold the phone, dude.
Which one do you think's Jack Black, Dave?
It'd have to be C, wouldn't it?
It's not C.
Oh,
bugger.
It's not C. That's a guy on YouTube doing an impression. So,
oh, no.
So I can see why you'd think that. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, no worries, thanks.
Cheers. Bye. Alison from Wynyard. We've narrowed it down to two now. These are the two. Exhibit A and Exhibit B are the two left. Exhibit A.
Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palate clean.
And Exhibit B.
There's so much a man can tell you.
Okay, B.
B is correct.
Congratulations, Alison. You have won yourself a double pass to Concert in the Vines at Ghost Rock Winery. The only tickets you can get is on this show.
Thank you.
No, you're more worries. Than welcome. Have fun.
I will. Thank
you. All right, hold on tight, Ari.
Freebies.
Freebies!
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Oh, what a ride.
What a ride.
Who are you feeling first?
Oh, Ren Ren. Where are you this morning? And what have you got on board?
Does she have a special guest too?
Hey, oh yeah, Scarlett. Ren Ren featuring Scarlett.
I got Scarlett with me today. Beautiful sunny Thursday, guys. I am here at Harvey Norman Devonport. If you're like Scarlett who loves toasty for breakfast, I have our Crips Master Loaf on board and the tasty and delicious cheese and amazeballs thanks to Ash Grove. The first one to come and see me today will also have the Australian Women's Health Diary for 2022. Funds raised from the 2022 Australian Women's Health Diary supports clinical trials, research for the treatment, prevention and cure of breast cancer. This research is critical to ensure every person gets the personalized treatment they need to cure them of their breast cancer forever. What was that? Coming down at Harvey Norman Devonport, I also have lollies, friends with benefits key tags, CFM sticker, and a lot more. Work and play on the go with a laptop from Harvey Norman Computers Devonport. Enjoy the sunshine.
Thanks, Ren Ren. Honestly, Ads, my stomach was just grumbling. Did you hear it?
No.
Oh, lucky.
No,
as
I didn't
soon as you said that cheese toasty, I was like, stomach just started making sounds.
I saw you hold the stomach. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, should I run? Should
I'm
I get
hungry.
Out? Should I get out of the studio right now? Or?
Good morning to Keisha. Where are you this morning? What do you have on board?
Good morning, guys. This morning, you can catch me out in the CFM Cruiser at Cafe Europa in Burnie. On board, I do have the Coast Best Free Stuff. I've got fresh loaves of bread, thanks to Crips Master Loaf. I've got flavoured milk, thanks to Better Milk, of course. I have our CFM Friends and Benefits key tags on board as well. I've got stickers. I've also got passes to In The Zone Laser Tag, thanks to In The Zone in Burnie. And to raise money for McCappy Day happening this Saturday, for a $5 donation, you can get yourself a pair of silly socks, or for a $1 donation, you can get yourself a chocolate, whichever you prefer. So come and see me. I'm at the Cafe Europa in Burnie in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical.
Takesha, how's Lee Kenworthy going with those silly socks?
He's not wearing any.
Lee?
Oh, he's lied to Ruben.
I think Ruben's going to have to give him another cold
word sandwich.
More.
Word Sandwich is a game we like to play every weekday morning. Thea, our friend, gives you two words. You need to guess the word that goes in the middle of the sandwich. The first two words make sense and flow. And the second two words make sense and flow, but that middle word is the same word. What is it? Thea, what are our words today?
Your words for today are cook and end.
Cook and end. If you think you know, call us. 1-300-655-922 because you go on the draw to win Ads.
A savoury box and it's worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge, Ulverston.
You can head in and taste the difference. Those words again, Ads, are...
I'm too scared to say it, you
know. Yeah, I know, same. Can you just get Thea to do it again?
Yeah.
Your words for today are cook and end.
Cook something, something end. We're looking for that something that joins them up.
Word sandwich.
More. 1-300-655-922. Amanda is on from Devonport. Thea, what are Amanda's words today?
Your words for today are cook and end.
What do you think goes in the middle, Amanda?
Book.
What was that?
Book.
The word for my sandwich is book. Cook, book. Bookend.
She's done it.
Congratulations, Amanda. You're in the draw to win a savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in and taste the difference.
Cool, thank you.
Hit music. Music.
We're joined by Anne Harvey of Australian Red Cross Lifeblood for another weekly chat. Anne, good morning.
Good morning. Lovely to have another chat, as always.
Yeah, so we're fresh off another donation last Friday. Just so you know, Anne, I'm sure you're wondering, I beat Ari 6.5 minutes to 8.
Yeah, we were having a little bit of a competition, weren't we, Ads? I actually thought I won, but no. Nah.
That's right. But we know it's not a, it's about saving lives.
Of course.
It's a really important thing, isn't it, Adam?
Yes, yes, of course.
And we got our colour bandages and we represented them for the rest of the day. We found some fellow lifeblood donors as well.
Yeah, you could spot them around because they had the coloured bandages too. So you gave them the old point to the bandage, sort of blood brother, yeah, good work.
That's fantastic because some people might not realise that. Because of our True Colours campaign that's running at the moment. And you can still get the beautiful coloured bandages until the 14th of November, which is great.
Perfect. Now, there is, over the next fortnight, an urgent call-out for blood donations.
That's right, Ari. So what we're finding is as lockdowns ease on the mainland, then I think it's even though we haven't kind of been in lockdown, the demand for blood does increase because elective surgeries start again. And experts say that they may see an increase in road trauma because people are getting out and about. Yeah. And even though, you know, in Tasmania, as I said, we haven't been in lockdown, I think it's really timely to remind people that they really do need to make blood donation part of their new normal. And, you know, over the next couple of weeks, we need about 150 additional donors across Burnie and Devonport donor centres. So it's a really good time to think about it.
And yeah, you guys make it really easy to make it part of the new normal because when you're there for your donation, you book in your next one. You've got reminders on your phone all the time so you know when it's coming up. And then you also keep people in the loop of where it's going, what's your blood type. So you guys make it as easy as possible.
Oh, I'm really glad to hear that. Yes, we do try because, you know, it is something giving us an hour of or an hour and a half if you're doing plasma of your time. So we do want to make it easy. And I think that's also the beauty of the Donate Blood app as well. So if people just download the Donate Blood app, you know, if they can't attend their appointment, it's really important to cancel or reschedule. So you just pop onto your phone and do that. And in that way, you know you're not coming in and we have a chance to fill that empty couch.
Yeah, and just remember, like, you're saving three lives.
Exactly.
So get in, donate.
So every donation can save up to three lives. And I think never underestimate the impact you have as well because you're not only helping the recipient, but you're helping also their friends and their family and giving them a chance to, you know, continue to live the life that they love. So never underestimate the impact of your blood donation.
Yeah. So with 150 additional donors that were needed in Burnie and Devonport over the next few weeks, that'd be 450 lives saved.
Correct.
Wow. That's huge. Yeah, quick math on the calculator. But that is so huge. So if you can get the app, you know, get in, call, book in your donation and get donating some blood and plasma.
That would be fantastic. And, you know, one of the things we're particularly looking for is people who are O negative blood type, which is really special. But if you don't know what your blood type is, then don't worry because that's one of your things you'll find out, as you mentioned before. So come in, make your appointment, lifeblood.com.au or call 131495.
We were so stoked as well with our second donation. We got a little key ring with our blood type on it. We've both got it in our keys now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Adam's rare, so he's been showing it off to everyone.
Be positive, yeah. So I'm objectively scientifically special.
I always thought you were special.
Oh, Anne.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Anne. That was Anne Harvey from Lifeblood Australia. Get donating. 150 donations needed over the next fortnight in Burnie and Devonport. So book in, get donating, and let's help save 450 lives.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to this beautiful sunny Thursday. Getting towards that weekend, Ari.
Yeah, we are ready to do a Macca's Crawl for McHappy Day this Saturday, the 13th of November. We're going to sit in Devonport, work our way through the Homemakers Centre. We're going to head off to Ulverston and absolutely send it in Burnie.
Yeah, this Saturday. I'm going to try fit as many Big Macs in me big belly as I can because $2 from every Big Mac sold is donated to Ronald McDonald House Charities. That's what McHappy Day is all about this Saturday.
Yes, raising money, raising awareness and eating a Big Mac.
I tell you what, I don't need too big of an excuse to eat a Big Mac, but this is a big excuse. It's a good cause.
Good one. So come and see us, or you can join the crawl.
Yeah, join us.
If you want. If you want to go to every single Macca's, maybe we can work out which one has the best Big Mac.
Who's got the best Big Mac on the coast? We'll find out.
Yeah, we will.
This Saturday
for McHappy Day.
So if you work at Macca's, make sure your Big Mac game is on point, because you're going to want to win that competition.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Make this Christmas the best Christmas ever with 10K or Santa's sleigh, where someone will win $10,000.
Is that someone saying Christmas backwards?
Yeah. Did you not know that? You must have known that.
No.
Do you work here?
No, sometimes.
So we got a sleigh, right? Santa's sleigh. It's chock full of 50 gifts, right?
Yep.
49 of those prezzies have got gifts.
Things like swags and jewellery and meal vouchers and all sorts of stuff.
One of the prezzies has 10K.
Yeah, one lucky one.
So,
10K. Hard cash.
So to be invited to the party where you pick a prezzy out of the sleigh, you just got to shop at participating businesses and you could win.
Shop at Flex Realty, Somerset IGA, Tasmac. You could also go to Harcourt's Ulverston, Sprayton IGA or Tassie Trailers for your chance to win.
The full list of participating businesses is up online at cfmtas.com.au. So get shopping, you could win 10K.
What about this weather, though?
We're going to go,
like, get some rays?
Yeah. Obviously, get the vitamin D. Stock up. I'm going to stock up on vitamin D because there's going to be none for the next few days.
I know. Honestly, glorious. Like, I'm taking Sandy to the beach.
Now, up next, Jerryfish, boss man, right?
Yep.
You know, we've been, you know, sort of teasing him a little bit at the end of these shows and being like, oh, he's next, oh, fishy boy, and then playing that song and stuff.
Yeah.
He's been firing back. Have you been listening to his workday hits?
No!
Well, listen. How to get to Sesame
Street. How to get to Sesame Street. Any excuse to play that song, I suppose, being Sesame Street Day. It's Adam's favourite song, by the way. Still to come, we've got a flashback hit next by Queen.
He's throwing some quips in.
He is cheeky man. I was going to say cheeky boy, but he's a man. But he's fishy boy. Ah, too confusing.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
So that was the show.
That was indeed the show. If you stood with us or sat listening, whatever, if you made it all the way through the on demand, good on ya.
Boy, proud. It's not that hard.
Well,
it's a great show.
We said everything in the intro. That's why I said that, Adam.
Now, do you think it was an edgy show today? Edgy?
No. That was chill. Chill day today. Nothing too extravagant.
I don't think, we don't really make a show that's aimed at 90-year-olds, do we?
No.
I mean, they're welcome to listen, of course, but when 90-year-olds sort of say, oh, I don't like this, it's a bit like, well, that's because you're 90. Do you know what I mean?
No comment.
Like, listen to 7AD, 7BU, you know what I mean? They've got you covered.
They could listen to you driving home on, what is
7SD,
it?
7SD, yeah.
7SD.
That's even edgier over there because no one listens. So I just say anything
so
over
if you
there.
Want to hear more of Adam, he actually does do another show. Do you do it on demand for 7SD?
No.
That would be so good. I'd listen to that.
Why?
I don't know, just to hear what you say.
Yeah, stream it online, 7sd.com.au. It's 5 to 7. So
I'm in bed.
Me too.